General Ray Ordinaire served for 30 months in Iraq. He's nominated to vice chairman of the Army. And I asked him to come in for several reasons. One, I wanted to thank him. And in thanking the general, I'm really thanking everybody who's worn the uniform and served in this war against the extremists and terrorists. And in thanking the general, I'm also thanking Mrs. Odierno and every wife or every husband whose spouse has been far away from home and serving. And listening to the general, I was listening carefully to make sure that that the decisions that have been made were the right decisions and that the progress that's being made is real. And this is a man who was there when times looked grim, and a man who observed firsthand progress that was made as a result of the surge. He was a straightforward fellow who gave me his candid advice on how best to proceed, not necessarily with troop levels, because that study's going on now, but in making sure that we continue programs such as what's called the CERT money. This is money for our commanders to make to help these local folks rebuild and reconcile. And so, General, I want to thank you for your service, and I appreciate the fact that you really snatched defeat out of the jaws of those who were trying to defeat us in Iraq. You and General Petraeus were an unbelievably strong 1-2 combination. And my call and my assurance, sir, is that the gains that you and your teams have made will continue on, because stakes in Iraq are essential for peace, essential for freedom, and essential for the security of this country. I'm honored to be your commander in chief.
Thank you, sir.